A fast verdict in the case against a fired police officer. Lisa Brady, Fox News. The jury in Kentucky says not guilty after about 3 hours of deliberations in the trial stemming from a botched raid that turned deadly.
Former Louisville detective Brett Hankison was the only officer charged in connection with the death of Breonna Taylor. He was accused of wanton endangerment for firing shots that went into a neighbor's apartment. Hankison's attorney, Stuart Matthews, says he was doing his job.
The jury felt like, you know, you go out and perform your duty and your brother officer gets shot and you've got a right to defend yourself.
Kentucky prosecutors said Hankison shot his weapon from the parking lot and was fired from the department for his actions. Police went to Taylor's apartment investigating a drug case involving her ex-boyfriend. When they tried to enter the home, her boyfriend at the time opened fire and officers fired back, killing Taylor.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal. President Biden holding a cabinet meeting focused in part on how to keep the U.S. economy growing. But he's also pledging to keep up the pressure on Russia to end the war in Ukraine. Fox's Grinnell Scott has this live.
Lisa, President Biden said sanctions placed on Russia will continue in hopes of forcing it to relent in its Ukraine attack. He also gave details on the further curtailing of Russian oligarchs' access to the West.
We're adding dozens of names to the list, including one of Russia's wealthiest billionaires, and I'm banning travel to America by more than 50 Russian oligarchs, their families, and their close associates.
He said direct assistance will continue to Ukraine, as will the minimizing of global effects of the war on the American economy, Lisa.
Meantime, Grinnell, the White House facing some growing bipartisan pressure to ban imports of Russian oil. Lawmakers proposing a bill and arguing the U.S. could backfill any shortfall. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.
The 911 calls came in around 10:30 this morning for an explosion in Maryland.
Crews arrived to find a four-story garden apartment building with significant fire throughout four levels of the building and evidence of the explosion.
Montgomery County Fire Chief Scott Goldstein says 10 people were taken to hospitals and utility crews are among those on the scene investigating the cause. A senior official says the U.S. Defense Department recently established a deconfliction line with the Russian Defense Ministry to prevent miscalculation and escalation. This in addition to channels already in place to discuss critical security issues with the Russians during a contingency or emergency. A Dancing with the Stars choreographer returns from the war zone.
Maxim Shmerkovsky is back in the United States after several excruciating days in his home country of Ukraine. The reality competition star touched down in Los Angeles Wednesday and had an emotional reunion with his wife and fellow Dancing with the Stars pro, Peter Murgatroyd. Entertainment Tonight posted the video of the two embracing at the airport on Twitter. Shmerkovsky has been posting on social media from the day Russia invaded Ukraine, and fans have been following along as he made his way across the border into Poland and then his flight home, detailing the fighting and the fleeing on the ground of his home country since the invasion began.
Fox's Michelle Polino. The Peace Corps says its volunteers will start heading overseas again later this month after being evacuated 2 years ago because of the pandemic. They'll phase in the return to locations around the world based on COVID case counts, hospital capacity in the host country, and the ability to transport volunteers to a medical evacuation center. At the close on Wall Street, the Dow down 96 points. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.